Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Scott St. Germain is here. Scott is a new friend. He's president of I&I Sling, which is a company that manufactures customized cables and chains and platforms for construction companies to lift their products, whether it be in the oil and gas industry or the construction industry or wherever it may be. The government uses their products to move all their heavy stuff around. He was telling us about moving nuclear submarines with their slings before. Scott, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on the great success. Your father founded the business 50 years ago almost, didn't he?
Yeah, over 50 years ago. I guess it's about 53 years ago now. But, like I said, it's truly American success story. He started splicing wire rope slings out of our garage. Very blue-collar. And there's really no secret to what we've done except for blood, sweat, and tears, you know, all the way up and having good people. And, you know, and also I'll tell you what, the secret to what he did and what we continue to do is reinvest our profits back into the business. And we focus on innovation and hiring quality people and paying.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing that the politicians don't understand, isn't it, Scott? You know, I travel around the world in my work over the years, Scott. And when I meet a small business owner on Main Street, whether it's in Kankakee or Kabul, and I say, "What do you do with the money left over, if there is any?" They don't say, "I spend it, I go around the world, I buy a new car." They say, "I reinvest it in my company." Every one of them says that.
Right. At the end of the year, if we're lucky enough to look down at the financial statements and see some net profit, we know that half of it's going to be reinvested and half of it's going to be a big fat check to the government.
That's right. That's right. And the government doesn't understand that. Politicians don't get that, and so I'm glad to hear you say what you do. And say, folks, what Scott just said, if you're an up-and-coming small business, I couldn't think of anything, Scott, that you could do that people should model more than what you just said about what you're doing with your profits. You're reinvesting your profits. Retained earnings. It's not only good for you, the strength of your company, it makes your banker happy too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And most people don't understand about S-corporations. I'm not going to do an economics lesson. All the small business owners do, of course. I'm probably saying that the listeners outside of your, you know, your radio show. But,
right.
You know, our net profits run through our payroll, mm-hmm. and that goes right back into the company, or, of course, we have to pay taxes on that. But, you know, they think it's going right into our pockets, and that couldn't be further from the truth.
What kind of challenges are you having right now doing business in the 21st century, would you say?
That's a good question.
Are more of your challenges coming from the marketplace or from the government?
No, the government. I mean, of course, oil and gas is down. That's not going to be long term. It might be, you know, a year or so.
Those are market factors. They come and go.
It's a market factor that's out of our control. But the intrusion into, you know, all the reporting we have to do for, you know, our employees, for the health care, for the new tax regulations, it's you have to hire more people. Back 20 years ago, we needed one lawyer, maybe two, if you were into patents and innovation. Mm-hmm. Now we have a whole slew of different lawyers and a lot of HR attorneys. We just had one in yesterday telling us all the new rules and regulations.
You feel like you're having to hire these people to protect yourself from government regulations rather than – is it more of a – you feel like you're playing defense rather than compliance?
I think, yeah, we're playing defense, and there's just a growing negative sentiment towards small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that we provide the majority of jobs in this country and the majority of the innovation, in my opinion.
And half the GDP.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question about that. What you just said is absolutely true.
I'll just mention a bad word, too, at least half of them. But lawyers, in my opinion. You know, that with the, that's a common
the predators,
among
the predatory
many of my
ones.
Colleagues. You know, most lawyers are good, of course, but there's a lot of folks out there that, you know, I think the pendulum has swung towards, you know what, workers' comp attorneys no longer have their plate full of 100% legitimate claims,
right.
And of course they kind of, you know, bleed towards encouraging certain folks that don't want to work to,
and that's just cost you money and makes it harder for you to operate. What would you? I've got about a minute left, Scott. If you're talking to some people out there right now who are just getting started, what advice would you have for them?
In business, starting out a business,
mm-hmm.
I would say this. I would say business needs two things. You need leadership, and you need good people. And for you as a leader, you have to have a vision, an entrepreneurial vision of how you can disrupt the market or improve the market with new products or better service.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to communicate that vision to your workers, and you have to have a long-term focus. You have to have a one-month, one-year, and three-year focus, in my opinion. And you have to stay on course. You can't play the resource shell game, right? Once you commit to something, you have to do it.
You're also a member of the Associated Wire Rope Fabricating Association.
Right.
AWRF, which is going to be having a convention next week in New Orleans, and I'm going to see you there, aren't I?
Oh, I can't wait. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to being there, and that's I know you tell people also to join their industry trade groups too, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, Web Sling and Tie Down Association, Cordage Institute, American Crane and Rigging Association, Crane and Rigging Professionals, they're all good. All good peer networks and good to promote the manufacturers who fabricate the fishing.
Thank you, Scott, for being here. Good job. Scott St. Germain, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.